You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I think we're talking about somebody else different.
No?
No.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah,
you're
it's not Arnett either, is it?
You're thinking about Arquette.
Arquette. Oh, yeah. David. Yeah.
Damn, look at Dirty Arquette. Red with the cultural reference.
I did not. That is a upset. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's Arquette.
Well done.
Yep.
Holy crap.
Wow.
No problem.
Wow. One for the month. There you go.
My goodness.
Is it David Arquette? Yeah. What was the...
That's it.
He won the...
Damn.
That was when someone else texted Champ Slice. That's our kit. We're all over the place.
We're mixing up some fellas. It's
all right. It's all right. That was when WCW died, when they let him win the world championship.
That's right. I forgot about that.
They let him win the world title. It's that stupid wrestling movie. Yep. Yep. Former. Yeah, I got you, Izzy. I'm already ahead of you. All right. What about... I mean, when I leave, the Astros, they have been playing good baseball, but when they were still kind of going back and forth, tied half game back of Seattle, and now they have rolled through, won a good series against a good Cleveland team over the weekend. I know they lost yesterday, but one of those first two games against a good Cleveland team, and Clint, now they're up 2.5 in the West. They got the third best record in the American League. Oh, I think what 10 of 14 here. They have won, and they're doing this without Yordan. I mean, Christian Walker still hasn't come to play the way you would want him to play. You were hoping that he would play when you signed him, but they are rolling. Jeremy Pena continues his thing. He went 0-for-4 and was still hitting .317, which means he's been getting it in. So shout out to the surging Astros and the captain, Joe Espada. At some point, Clint Sterner is going to have to give Joe his flowers. But Joe Espada holding this thing together without his best players again. Come on, Tyler, stop. Don't shake your head.
No,
I
love a couple series wins on the road for the Strohs, but I still think it's a bit early to be calling him captain Joe Espada.
It's the captain. He's holding it together. He's holding it together.
He could earn that name time progresses.
He's earned it. F you.
Did you see the Dusty report?
Oh, yeah. We talked a little bit about old Dusty Baker while you were gone.
I'll tell you what. I wasn't keeping up with Dusty. What was the Dusty Baker?
Dusty was interviewed in a book and said he went against the wishes of the operations department. Was it operations? Basically didn't do what the team told him to do and put Jeremy Pena in the two hole. Left Martin Maldonado as a starting catcher. And the year he stuck with you, I'm talking about the year they won the World Series. And he stuck with Yuli Gurriel and ended up paying off.
I'm from a different generation.
My point in bringing it up now is I mean, you think Joe's bucking that system and making them calls now? They got Dusty up out of here.
I'm not saying it's a team effort. I'm not saying it's not a team effort, but Joe's got to be a part of it.
Yeah, look, I'm with you. It's hard for this is absolutely one of those runs. No Yordan, you know, they're he's managing Lance coming back, obviously, which has been tremendous. I don't know why you'd have your one of your starting pitchers in left field playing long toss while the other team's taking BP.
And in fairness, a lot of like everybody else,
a lot of them do it. A lot of them do. But yeah, no, look, I mean, this is a more, you know, there's a lot of moving pieces. Also, when you were gone, there was an article that Chandler Rome, I believe, dropped, and it was talking about the Altuve experiment, which is
that is working out.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's been some the way that they couched it, the way that the organization couches it, it's a really, really good move, and the way that they continue to kind of shuffle the deck, depending on where they're playing, is really, really crafty, man. It's hard for me not to give them credit, and now whoever they is, you know, them is, I guess. But yeah, I mean, look, it's been impressive the way they've shuffled that thing this year.
Yeah, and like to me, it's always and I look at Joe and I'm you know, obviously I have a little fun with the captain thing, but I look at Joe and Dana and all of that. Like to me, it's got to be something more to it, and I think the Astros winning culture is a part of it, and that was built, you know, with AJ.
But Ron, that's a great point, man. Like where I got to open, there's something about in the clubhouse, keeping those guys all together and keeping them. I mean, with these young dudes that just keep showing up and keep showing out to keep whether it's everything light in the clubhouse to where it's not that big of a deal. And yes, it's MLB baseball, but just go up there and do what you've always done as a kid. Whatever he's doing in that clubhouse, he's got a lot of young dudes right now that are performing at a high level.
They keep losing guys that were from that. Like, he's lost another two, and Bregman and Tucker and Presley this year. Like, he keeps losing, and they still seem to have whatever it is. I mean, you've been hard-pressed to tell me, all right, man, so Yordan's not going to really play. And the time he does play, he's not going to be real good. And we're just going to – well, you could have told me they might mishandle an injury. So that one's not shocking. But you could tell me that he's going to be out. Christian Walker's going to be sitting here hitting 207 and still fighting it. You know, Altuve's been up and down, you know, not like carrying you when you think there's no Yordan, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to lose multiple pitchers to ACLs or to UCLs before we even hit July. Like, and they are still, like, somehow running this division. Just the Yankees and the Tigers have better records in the American League. So, this is dude's got it rolling. And you know, this Jake Meyer thing's continuing. Jake and Jeremy Pena, my God.
Well, look, they're rolling, but I got to – clearly you were in Aruba and you didn't see this one. Tyler, did you see Dubon in left field?
What day was that?
It was the first inning of – it had to be Friday.
I'm telling you right now.
I don't think I did.
Hey, I was blasted.
Two different Cleveland Guardians in the first inning hit balls off the wall and tried to stretch it into a double.
And he threw him out.
Hosed him.
Hey.
One of them, Ron, he's damn near standing on a warning track. The ball bounces off the wall, and he plays it off the wall like flies line driving, and he catches it and this is one of them like.
Well, they lucky I wasn't here.
Well, there's my only point in point, my only like point in pointing that out is like you can't have that on the bench in playoff time. You can't have that, or you can't have that that's got to be in the, like, somewhere where you need that level of an arm, and it can keep, like, literally twice in the first inning, bang, bang, against Cleveland. Kept guys out of scoring.
So you're saying you think he does have a difference of an arm than Jake?
I'm thinking, absolutely. I'm thinking that Cleveland thought Altuve was out there. Their scouting report was Altuve was out there. We're going to stretch this thing.
Run on him.
But that's especially in this outfield, when you, again, Jake can get to some balls that maybe some other guys can't with that jump and speed, but the arm strength is there's nobody you can throw out there, not name Yordan, that has that arm strength, and then Dubon does that, and you're like, wow, that's a different animal.
They're rolling here. They're rolling here. So shout out to the Astros as they continue. We'll talk a little bit more on this later, but I just want to get your thoughts. I don't know how much Friday you all talked about Rodgers finally making the move with the Steelers.
Thursday was when it popped for us.
Yeah. Finally making the move. I wondered what was the conversation in terms of the Texans. Do you think this affects the Texans at all? Like, do you look at Pittsburgh and think to yourself, I don't know now.
No, I don't think it affects the Texans. I mean, if it does, it would be in the playoffs, obviously.
I think they're similar teams. I think both teams have really pretty good defenses. I think the Texans probably have a bit of a better defense. There's got some weapons, DK, Nico. Yeah. There's some things. I think CJ's right now in a just a better quarterback than Aaron right now.
Yeah, look, I think it for me it's one.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Those, it's more about like just the AFC just got significantly better. I mean, you got a team that's got a really good defense. It's got a winning tradition that just got a quarterback that has the potential. I don't know what he's going to do, but has the potential to play at a Pro Bowl level. Let's not say MVP. I'm not crazy to go MVP level, but at a Pro Bowl level. If he can stay healthy, I mean, hell, we got guys getting to Pro Bowl. Mac Jones got a Pro Bowl. So I know it's not saying a ton, but you got
– Russell did.
You got that level of quarterback in Pittsburgh now. It changes the landscape of the AFC, I think, a bit.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you're going from Mason Rudolph with that team to Aaron Rodgers. Now, I just like both of those teams, the Texans and the Steelers, finished with the same record last year. Both were 10-7, and kind of had a similar year.
Yeah.
And I think most would believe Aaron is an upgrade over the combination of Fields and Russell Wilson. Now, they do lose George Pickens, but they have DK Metcalf. So, thoughts? I just think, to me, the two big differences between the teams are I think they're both well-coached. I think they both have coaches that are good defensive coaches that can get their system and how they want the locker room to run well. I just think right now, I'd say I probably trust CJ more at the quarterback position than I do Aaron, especially Aaron going through a whole new system.
I think that's
the big difference.
To me, CJ has reached a level of quarterback for me where it's just about the pieces around him being right. I mean, the play caller is so critical. You know, the thing when you start comparing quarterbacks, for me, if we're talking about like what's really going to happen when rubber meets the road, it's got to be about Arthur Smith, DK Metcalf, and Aaron Rodgers, right? It's got to be about the whole group. And that's where CJ gets dinged in these kind of conversations for me, is it was Bobby Slowick, and now it's Now it's Nick Cayley. And I'm not being negative about those guys or disrespecting those. I'm just, the reality of it is we don't know what the hell we're going to get from them. Nobody knows.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. And use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.